Thursday Shir Samachay.
Shnayim adukim b'shtar. Two people are holding a shtar. Mal v'oimer sheliyu. He owes me money. V'nofal mimeni. U'mitzosi. It's my shtar. It fell. And I found it. V'loi v'oimer shelcho hoyo. Operative lecho, and I paid. And what happened? Rashi adds, and it fell, and I packed it up. Yiskayim ashtar bechisom. So behilchis pshat. This gemara, it's not needs a pshat. Two people are holding a shtar, and they're fighting. What would be the normal case to say? The first guy says, it's my shtar. I came to you in the morning and I said, you owe me $1,000. You grabbed it. The guy said, I paid. He gave it to me. He tried to grab it back. What is the case? I'm not the case. It's mine. I punk lost it. I punk found it. He punk was there in the street and punk together. We picked it up. What is the more normal case? He owes me money, I have a shtar. Why the other guy has his hand? He's trying to come. And this is the way the Rambam brings down the case. Two people are holding a shtar. The first guy says, you owe me money. The other guy says, no, I don't owe money. The first guy says, I owe money. I took out the paper, I wanted a sword. He grabbed it. The guy says, he paid. He gave it to me, now he tried to take it back. Well, we're switching the money with the shtar. He put on his hands. First guy says, no, he owes me money and I had a shtar. Punk, I lost it. Punk, I was walking in the street, I found it. Punk, he was there, and you know what? We picked up together. He says, well, tell him, not Mistaba. Not Mistaba. You lost it, you found it, and Punk, he was there. Statistically, it could happen one out of a billion. You lost the shtar, you found it, and Punk, that guy, when he was walking together with you to look for it. No, why? I'm saying, Chemda Shleima, when he asked the Kasha, he says, but why not to speak in a normal Toyin Venita? He owes me money, and I took out the shtar. I showed him it. He put on his hands. And the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch write it in such a chetimtzim. You're right. But when Metziyadik, maybe it's Gishmak, yeah? See, later, maybe we'll come at the end of Sotera, yeah? It's not like Shtayim Rizim B'Talis, the Pashtas of Yuzerichim in Ahevim. Say now, all the Pashtas before Tifa Tifa Teres, yeah? Here in the Shaila, two people, who owes who money? This is the argument in between the two people. What? Can't hear? They could hear. You want to hear, you hear even without a mic. Without this. When you don't want to hear even with the mic, you say, these guys don't hear. Yeah? So, Mikol Makoyim, Azay Frek Be'achroinim. Why to speak in such a case? The case is Beseder. So, Be'achroinim say, Vaistoy, the Gemara is Mechadish. That even that the Malve is Moide, that he lost the Shtar. And Be'etzim, he lost the whole Muchzokus of the Shtar. Was not in his hands anymore. He lost it. And he just grabbed onto it. He has a koyach in the shtar. He's moide that he lost the shtar. And he grabbed onto the shtar. While he's moide that he lost the shtar. And he grabbed onto the shtar. And the other guy says the same thing. I found it in the floor. Even so, they become shtay moichzim in the shtar, and we have the longest of the sugya that we're going to learn. And even that beide amoide, that be'ezim the shtar lost their hands. I would say be'ezim this shtar, he's not a muhzik. No one is a muhzik in the shtar bichlal. What is the halachas of the shtar? But that's not what is the halachas of the shtar. But no one is a muzik in this shtar. No one has a muzik in this shtar. No one has a tfisa in this shtar. Even so, we have the sugya that lemaisa now I'm a muzik and I have dine ashtar. And the other guy also is a muzik. We'll have to learn the sugya of the shtar. But it's a big chiddush. I'm saying, gerade the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch didn't feel that they have to write this big chiddush in a case of nafal. And he says, I paid. And there's no reason. I said, I paid, so it's in my hands. He's grabbing on me. And he says, no. We'll have to see. But we come back to the Gemara. So, Tonu Rabbanu, Shnei Madukim Bishtar, Malvo Imer Sheliyu, Venofal Mimeni, Umetzosi. And Rashi says, not stam. You could have said it without the Rashi. And the loiver said, I paid you. And you didn't give me the shtar, so I grabbed it. Not good. He gave it to me, and it fell for me, and this is the reason I'm holding on to it. Let's state in the Gemara. I'm just mad gishit. Hopefully, Ben Hashem will go deeper in the sugi. We'll use why this adgosha is a choshev adgosha. The case is shtar, where is in bishtar. The Malva says, you owe me money. The Leva says, you don't owe, I paid. So we have four shittas of the Tanoi. Iskayim Ashtar Bechoysom of Divrei Rebbe. You can't collect without kiyum. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer Yachleiku, even without kiyum. There is another aloch, Nofa Lifnei Dayen, Lo Yoytzi Yoylom. Rab Yoytzi Yoyma Reyu Bechizkos. So first again, so Tanakame holds, Iskayim Ashtar Bechoysom. And then you collect money. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer Yachleiku. Shtei muchzokim, we do yachloikum. But let me clear on Sazam. Fregen de achoinim, Rebel Cholan freg de kash. When someone takes out a shtar and he tells you, you owe me money. And the guy says, no, I don't owe money. Okay. Reuven takes out a shtar and Shimon, you owe me money. Shimon says, I don't owe money. The aloch is, if the shtar is mekuyim, Shimon has to pay. Why Shimon has to pay? Why Shimon has to pay? You have a shtar, but I say that I paid. So you write that I have a shtar that you owe me money, but I'm saying that I paid.
Isn't there a receipt?
I'm saying that I paid. What is against me? Mekubal, shtorcho biyodi, my boys. If I paid, why the shtar is in my hands? If I paid, why the shtar is in the hand? Right? If I paid, why the shtar is in my hand? We call it shtorcho biyodi, my boys. Frag the Abelchon on two kashas. If I paid, why the shtar? This shtar, you were mighty that you dropped it. And if when I would come when you dropped it, would be no more shtorcho biyodi, my boys, right? It's not in your hands. I know what happened. You picked it up. You found it. You could have found the shtar, I could have get the shtar from you, I could have lost it, and you would find it. You're not saying why I left the shtar by you. You have a shtorcho biyodi? Maybe you say as a migu, he could have not been made it. He could have said that it was in my hands the whole time. Yeah, but then it's a migu lahoitzi. Well, when two people have a shtar in their hand, yesh kan shtorcho biyodi or en kan shtorcho biyodi? When you have two people holding a shtar, yes can shtorcho biyodi my boy, so in can shtorcho biyodi. I could say yes and I could say no. And I could say maybe. Ask him. But what is the shachis teyachloiku? If yes, pay the whole thing. If the question is what my fingers are doing on the paper, obviously you owe me money, so pay the whole thing. If two people have the fingers on the paper, it's garnish, so don't pay nothing. What is the shachis teyachloiku? Yachloiku is shtayim meirzim betalis. Who is the muhzik both? Here already the shtal lechura is goy ve'midin shtorcho biyodi my boys. Now, are we asking a shayla? First, he's moide that it's not a posh to shtorcho biyodi my boys. Because he's moide that he dropped. But, look up. He has a shtorcho biyodi my boys. I'm asking. When a person takes out a shtar, he comes into base and two people are holding on. If he owe me, why is it by me? It's by you. It's by you. Maybe it's by me. But if you paid me, it already would not be here. I would not even have the fingers. So if I have the fingers, so pay me the whole thing. And if you decide that when two people have the fingers, it doesn't say nothing anymore, so I will not pay nothing. So from where is Yechloiku? Frank Rebel Chonan. Frank Rebel Chonan, from this Gemara he has a raya, that the reason you pay when the person takes out a shtar against you, the reason you pay when a person takes out a shtar against you, it's not mitzad shtorcho biyodi, my boys. Not like everyone learns. It's midin koyach hashtar. Midin hashtar, the shtar shreit, he owes money yet. In condition that the shtar is by me. Now, it's hit 50% by me. So I have 50% of the edus. Midin hashtar, when the shtar is by me, what is the avon? As Mekubal Reb Chaim, Bod Rambam in Perik Hei Milchis Malve Veloi Ve'aloche Aleph. Malve es chaveiroi bifnei eidim. Eino it zorich lefoiro beidim. Now listen to the Rambam. פרק יוד א' מלכיס מלווה ולוי והלוך העד אבו למלווה אסחווי רוי בשטר אבו למלווה אסחווי רוי בשטר צורך לפור רוי בעיד. Right? It's not Neman to say that he paid only if he brings aidim or that he gets the shtar. But if the guy doesn't have the shtar, if he wants to be potur, the only way to be potur is to bring aidim. Lefi choch im toan ve'omar poraiti einoi ne'emon. Again, if you mal v'chaveiro b'shtar, you have to pay with aidim or to get back b'shtar. Lefi choch, if you said that you paid, you're not believed. Frank Reb Chaim, l'chur the loshon had to be the opposite. If you would say porati, I have shtorcho b'yodi my boys, so it's kedai for you to pay with aidim, because if not, you would lose. The Rambam says no. Is a halacha you have to pay with aidim, because if that, you're not neman to say poraiti. Zogt Reb Chaim, the gedar of milve b'shtar is kol zman I will have the paper. Give me a paper. What I mean with that? Now, when the paper is by me, you owe me. Not because we have a question shtorcho b'yodi my boys. Reb Chaim says it beloshen in the stencil, ki'ilu is a t'nai. When the shtar is by me, you're not meant to say poraiti. Because man, the shtar is by me, you're not meant to say poraiti. Kol zman the shtar is by me, you're not nemo to say porait. So again, all this time, does dine ashtar, then when it's by me, I have a schus eidus on you? Or this is mitnoya alvo, Roshan Rambam. Amal ves chavei rebe eidim, tzorich lefor rebe eidim. Lefichoch eine nemo. Pashas fakel. Well, if you say poraiti or bishtorcho biyodi, it'll be a kasha, so kedai for you to bring aidim, because if not, you will lose. No. The halacha is when I'm malve b'shtar, I'm a kabel on myself. That because man I don't bring aidim, I owe you the money. The same nafkamina l'moshe, when a person dies, and the kids come to collect with a shtar, and he really didn't owe to the father money, the lo meshaneh, pi halacha he owes. The person himself knows, for sure, a guy says, don't cheat me, yeah? I'm not al-das, I'll pay you even if you know that I don't owe you. But Lu Yitzur, there's no way that a guy will know. Is it t'nai in between us? That because man I might see the shtar, you have to pay. So now when shtai moich zim b'shtar, so I'm holding chatzi from the shtar, so I have a chatzi schus. I have a chatzi schus. I'm a muzik in the shtar, and you're a muzik in the shtar. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll see in a second. This is the whole sugya, the end of the sugya. Yeah, when it starts on Mudbeis, what is the get of the muchzokas? How much he's holding in the paper? Piece, small pieces. That is the sugya ben zavim, the hemshach sugya, the sugya of yachloiku and shtok. But first, the aleph base of the gemara, and I will explain. We'll see in a second. So Tana Rabbanon, shnayim adukim b'shtar mal v'imer sheliu v'nofal mimenu mitzasiv v'loy v'imer shilcho hoyo v'prativ lecho. And it fell, and I found it, and we found it together. Yiskayim ashtar b'chosomo. Dibrei Rebbe. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer Yachloiku. Nofal idei dayan lo yoytze. Lo misetze. No zo aloche. Rab Yisim aru b'chizkos. Omar ma. The first Tanna Kamma holds Yiskayim ashtar b'chosomo, and he collects the whole money. Yiskayim ashtar b'chosomo. And he collects the money. Frank the Gemara, v'govi leimal v'kulei. V'govi leimal v'kulei. So what the Nekama holds? You mekayim the shtar and he collects the money. V'lesli masnisim shnai moichsi. He doesn't hold from the Mishnah of Shnai Moichs. What the Nekame holds? Is Kaim Ashtar B'chisomo? What? He doesn't hold from Shnai Moichs? So first we see the Gemara before the Pnei Yeshua's Kash. The Gemara understands that when two people hold the Shtar, Dav Zayn Yachloiku. The Nekame doesn't make sense that you could collect the whole money. V'chiles le'masnis in the Shnai Moichs? Like we explained, maybe he has shtocha biyodi. Aber shteyim muchzoki, v'al shteyim muchzokim b'shtar. We'll have to answer later the Rishonim that hold up. We go mitzad shtocha biyodi, my boys. Aber if shteyim muchzokim, so they have, he has a 50%, and the shtar. Right now, but the pashtas, he has a 50% on the shtar. I'll explain to you a kasha. I don't want to go into it really, but lechibas akasha. And you'll understand what I mean. That shtei muchzok, right? We said that's when we asked the kasha shtochu beyoni my boys. He said, "Who is holding the shtar?" Yeah. So now here, a lamdan could ask a kasha. You have to be a lamdan to ask this kasha. I don't know if it's a kasha, but it's a lamdan's kasha. If we will say that everyone is muzik in the whole shtar, so the malva is muzik in the whole shtar. So why can't collect the money? Well, nothing good. The Malva is muzik in the shtar? Yeah. So what if the loiv is also muzik? I will explain to you. Shtai was in betalis. You hold and I hold. One second. You give it to me. I give it to you. You want it. I want it. It's amazing. Split it. If the shtar, you owe me money, yes. But you have a shtar. When you have a shtar, you don't owe me money? No. I just don't have a shtar. One second. Listen. When two people are holding a talis, I hold a talis and you hold a talis. Basically, want to give it to me? Do you want to give it to me? So we split it. If the shtar, the malve is muzik. When the malve has a shtar, he's allowed to collect. Yes. You know what? The loiva also has the shtar. But the malve also has the shtar. If everyone is muzik back home, so why he can't collect with the shtar? When the loiva holds it, it's not the din that the loiva says, I don't owe. It's just the malva doesn't have the shtar. It's not an edus. So there's two ways to answer. One way to answer, no, it's like a receipt. If the loiva has it, state that it's paid. You write that the malva has a shtar, state that it's paid. This is one way to answer. Very good. A second answer is, you're right. Both of them have it. So what is the halacha you have to do when both of them have it? You have to divide it. So after you divide it, only his half. Everyone is muzik b'akol. So you don't cut it, you sell it. Let me show you what it is. But everyone is muzik b'akol, so you have to divide it. No matter, everyone is muzik in half. When you come to Beis Din, muzik in akol. So what is the halacha when two people are holding the shtar? Beis Din have to divide it. So after they divide it, so how much the malam has now? Only half. Back to the Gemara. And I'm saying that in the Hemshech, in the Mudbeis, we'll go to the longest of the Muchzokis B'ilchus Hashtar. But that was the Aleph Beis of the Gemara, not Stam Aleph Beis. when the Tanakhama said that he could mekayim the shtar and could collect the money, frag the Gemara velesle masnisin the shtar moichzim, but he doesn't understand that menachmachin yachloiku. And the Gemara's answer is he meant yachloiku. Yeah, this is the answer of the Gemara. Tanakhama means yachloiku. The shtar is if you have to make a kiyum made the shtar because it's all the kamana. We'll see in a second. But this was the Gemara's kasha. How Tanakhama says that you could collect the whole money? You could collect the whole money. Less than masnis, the shtayim moich. Less than masnis, the shtayim moich in the achloiku. Frank the Pnei Yeshua Akasha. Lama Zogon, we didn't learn shtayim moich. And two people walk into the basin and they're holding a shtar. What do you do? You didn't learn shtayim moich. What do you do? I would do kol de'alim gvar. I would do vada rama yemunachat sheyovo yeliyahu. This is the kasha. Here's a vada rama. Do yemunach. Faith in Yeshua. Why the kasha is less lemasnis in the shtayim? Less lemasnis in the shtayim. Do kol de'alim. Do yemunach. Ask the kasha. What's in the pshat in Tanakhama? Why are you asking kiilu Tanakhama? Why you don't hold from yachloiku? You know what? I don't hold from Shtayim Moichzim. Oh, but not Shtayim Moichzim. Kol De'al. Why it's so posh? Tanakhama is so good for Ektet Yeshua. Amoitzim, Yiskayim Bechisomo, we could collect the whole money. So Chashash Mezuyim, but if you mekayim the shtar is a good shtar. The second hold, Yachloiku, Yachloiku makes sense. Tanakhama? Well, he doesn't hold from Shtayim Moichzim, Yachloiku. Ektet Yeshua. Okay, it's not such a kasha. Ein Hanami. The Gemara could have asked from Kol De'alim. She could have asked from Yemuna Chachiyah V'Eliyahu. She granted thought that it's named the Shtayim Moichzim, so she asked from Shtayim Moichzim. But if Yeshua is married, it's Kino Mashma, Tanakhama makes sense. Skaim Bechisomov, he could collect. Two people are fighting. So what? But Stachadin Shtayim Moichzim Yachloiku. So why you don't hold from Yachloiku? Frag the Yeshua. So the Ritva Chadash says, the Gemara could have asked the Kasha, the Gemara could have said, Einachanami, it doesn't shtim. But the Gemara could have said, maybe the Pshat in Tanakhama, maybe Tanakhama holds that when you see a shtar, a guy is never meant to say Porati. If you paid, why they didn't hear it? This is the reason Tanakhama holds that he gets it. But frag the Gemara, but the Maase Shtei Murzokim, he only has 50%. But the Vayli in Yoneinu, it's not Negea. The Gemara, again, is poshut to her. We just have to be mechadded that, kilo, what we don't understand, Bashkofa Rishoino, that Shtei Murzim Betalis would be Achloiku, this is kilo, the Pashtes HaGemara. The Glatkeit of the Gemara is, that in our Mishnah, the Aloche had to be Shtayim Moichzim Betalis Yachloiku, and in this case of the Shtar, it had to be that the Muchzik, the Malve, will get a half, and the Leiva will get a half, and the Mele will be the Aloche of Yachloiku. So there the Gemara is asking Akashe, Vosi the Pshat in Tanakhama, that Tanakhama holds Yiskayim Bechisomo. Omar Rove, Omar Abnachne, Bemekuyim Divrei Akol Yachloiku, Bemekuyim Divrei Akol Yachloiku. Avada, even if the shtar is mekuyim, it's never more from yachloiku. The machzik has a half, the leiva has a half, you do yachloiku. Ki pligi b'she'enoi mekuyim. Ki pligi b'she'enoi mekuyim. Rebi sova amoide b'shtar shekos v'yitzorich lekaimoi. V'i mekayim lo pligi. V'i loy mekayim lo loy pligi, my time mechaspe be'almu. מנקומש ולילה אשתור אלוהי והוקעומר דפריהו ורבשים בן גמליאל סובר מוידה בשטר שקוס ואין צורך לקיים בו ואף גם דלו מקיים לי יחלויקו אין פה לגמור העבדה we never had a צעד מור from יחלויקו just that the camera holds the star is not מקויים so till you מקיים it the guy is never to say פורטי ביגוד המזויף and רבשים בן גמליאל holds פורוע במיגוד המזויף doesn't help this is דברי הגמור. So Be'etzem, the Gemara is explaining that Lekula Alma more from a half is nothing more to discuss. Shaila Moide B'Shtar Shekos V'Yitzorich L'Kayim or Yo'Ein Tzorich L'Kayim. So come we'll be masber a little bit. About it's modnet, achoini, the ribo, ayeshonim, ask the kasher. So that's in the machlekes in our mission is not shaykhis the achloiku. So machlekes in meidem shtar shekos v'tzoch l'kaimer, yin tzoch l'kaimer. So why the Tana has to speak about the founder shtar? Why the Tana can't speak about stam? A person comes to his friend and takes a shtar, and it's not mekuyim. And the guy tells him, Porati, I could have said mezuyif. Believe me, porati migud mezuyif. One man the Omer holds porati migud mezuyif helps. And b'meile calls me not mekayim the shtar. I'm never to say porati. And the other man the Omer holds porati migud mezuyif doesn't help. He's not never to say porati. This is Be'etzim, the machlekes that we have here lefoneinu. So we'll try to be masbir a little bit. We have a machlekes in Shas, porati migud mezuyef, if he's neman or not. Now, you know, a person takes out a shtar that you owe money. The guy could say mezuyef, it's not mekuyim, and then he's neman. Instead of saying mezuyef, he says porati. First man d'Omer holds, porati migud mezuyef is neman. So b'meila, when he says porati, is neman. The only way that he doesn't have to that he has to pay, if you mekayim the shtar, you take away his migu. But because man is not mekayim the shtar, even his moide b'shtar. But he's never to say porati. So if you want not to believe him the porati, you have to mekayim the shtar. And the other man, the Omer holds moide b'shtar shikos ein tzor lekayimo. Even that you're never to say mezuyef, if you say that it's mekuyim and porati, you're not never. What is the machlekes? B'kol ha'tirei kulo, when a person has a migu, he's believed. So why you not neman to say paru amigud mezuyif? What is the tzad that you not neman to say paru amigud mezuyif? And the other tzad is that you neman to say paru amigud mezuyif. So there's two mehalchim in the rishay. Shita sateisves. When a person takes out a shtar that says you owe money, and you say porua, the shtar is not mekuyev. The first man the Omer holds, I have a migu. I could have said mezuyev. So now that I say porua, believe me, porua, I'm migud mezuyev. Even that I'm moide b'shtar shekos poi, and I'm saying porati, I'm nemon. Migu that I could have said porua, I'm nemon to say, that I could have said mezuyev, I'm nemon to say porua. So what's how the second man d'Omer? Why I'm not nemo? Why the other man d'Omer holds moide b'shtar shekos for ein tzor l'kaimo? I'm not nemo to say parua, but I have a migu. I could have said mezuyef. Why I'm not nemo a migu? What does it say that I'm not nemo? If I said mezuyef, I would be believed. So why I can't say parua? Kol ha'tirei kulo, we have a migu. Kulo chetz yeshili migu shekulo sheli. Ichzalti migu den ensu. Zog teisves. Two reasons. It's a migu de aose. To say to a guy, you're mezayif a shtar. We sat yesterday together in the house and we signed it together. It's a migu de aose. Second reason, zog teisves, he's scared to say mezuyif. He will say mezuyif, tomorrow the edim will come and they will say that it will happen. But when I say I paid him in the house, no one could be makrish me. Now, migud ha'ozeh is stam. To say that a guy was mezayif, it's much more chutzpah. I'll explain to you why. You come over to me, I owe you $1,000. If I tell you, you made up the story. Now, both of us know that it's not true. So I'm a chutzuf. If I say I paid you, I know that you know that I didn't, but I know inside you think maybe Taka you paid and I forgot, right? When you tell the guy you made up the paper, what you made up the paper? We sat together, we signed it. What I made up the paper? You both of us know that I'm lying. When I tell you I paid, you write that you know that I didn't pay. You think maybe you paid, you forgot. You know a lot of people forget. So it's not migud ha'ozeh. Poshut, but about these occasions. Second reason, Zoktesvus. If I say mezuyef, if the edim will come, the whole world will know that I'm a liar. The whole world will know that I'm a liar. Masha'enken. Masha'enken. When a person says porati, they never could makhish me. So these are the machlekes. One man, the Omar holds, I have a migu. So if I say poru amigu de mezuyef, I'm neman. And the other man, the Omar holds, it's not a migu. It's a migu de ha'ozer. Hey. Yorosh yakhishu. A third reason. Migu neged shtocho biyodi doesn't help. Migu is not strong enough against shtocho biyodi. Three reasons why the other man the Omar hold that the migu doesn't help. And the first man the Omar holds, you say a migu. It's not such a ozer. You say migu neged shtocho biyodi. This is the way Tesis is Maimi the Machlekes. The Ramban in Bava Basra says no. Lekule alme migu against shtocho biyodi doesn't help. Everyone holds misvore that the migu doesn't help. Tzahoze, it's against shtocho biyodi. Oh, everything. It's not a good migu. So what is the pshat in the shita that it helps? What is the pshat in the shita that it helps? Zog the Ramban, that shita holds it's not a migu. It's a pesha also. Why it's a pesha also? So the Ramban says, listen to this, is the main part. When a person takes out a shtar that you owe me $1,000, before you answer, you could answer mezuyif, you could say perua. The pashtus is, it's a good shtar. Chazal say you could say perua, you could say mezuyif. I said perua, believe in migu de mezuyif. It's not a good migu for three reasons. The other man d'omar lefi teisis holds it's a good migu. So the Ramban lefi kul alma it's not a good migu. So why the first man d'omar hold that it's good? He says, Chazal said, when a shtar comes without a kiyum, it's not a shtar. Not that you could say mezuyif. It's not a shtar, even if you don't say. If we mekayim it, we could collect. Now, if you would keep quiet, it would be no shtar. You said, it's good, but I paid. So who made a shtar to be a shtar? Pesha also, a pesha hit. Again, two different drachim. Tesis learns the shtar is a good shtar. The shtar is a good shtar. A good shtar. No vos. You have a right to claim mezuyif. You have a right to say perua. Lemoshel. Give you a moshel. A guy died and you come with a shtar to his kids. The kids don't know nothing. You say mezuyif or not? What? 10 tesim in shas. Someone takes out a shtar and they say him. You say mezuyif or not? We do ta'anina or not? For sure. Tesis says in every masech, there's 5 times Tesis says that you say mezuyif. Why you say mezuyif? Tesis says ta'anina le'yesoyim. Lefid Ramban, not ta'anina le'yesoyim. Without a kiyum, it's not a shtar. You don't have to come to ta'anina. Lefid Tesis, you have to come to ta'anina. The shtar is a good shtar. The guy has a right to say mezuyif. He's not around. So we ta'anina for the kids. Lefid Ramban is no shachis to ta'anina. Shtar without the kiyum in the Rabbonon Shalom is not a shtar. Shtar without a kiyum is not a shtar. So this is the Yisrael, the Gemachlikas. Tesis learns, shtar without a kiyum is a shtar. You have a schus to tainem mezuyef. You went and you tainet porua. How the first man the Omar, I believe. Porua, migu de mezuyef. I believe. Porua, migu de mezuyef. This is Shita Satesis. And believe for one migu. The second man Doma holds, Shvach migu. Don't believe you. Migu da Oze, I'm scared. Migu da Yeshtocha Biyodi. So Machleik is Behilchis Migus. The Ramban holds, Likul Alme, the migu doesn't help. This is the reason the second man Doma holds, the migu doesn't help. And if he says it's true, Purua, he's not Nemo. He has a star against him. Ah, he could have said Mizuya. Migu da Yeshtocha doesn't help. Why the first man Doma holds that it helps? It's not a migu. It's a pesha also. The shtar was nothing. Who made the shtar to be a shtar? Me. Peshoso is Neman, even Be'ozo. Loshen HaGemore is mashma lecheure like the Ramban, look in Loshen HaGemore. The only place in Shas. The only place in Shas that the Gemore says like the Ramban. Keep ligi b'she'enu mekuyim. Rebbe Sova amoyde b'shtar shekos b'tzorch lekayim. V'im loy mekayim lei, loy pligi. Why? Look at Loshen HaGemore. My time, look at the Gemore Zayin. Chas be'alme. Man komash vilei le'ashtore, loy ve. Hokom ar poru. This Gemore is a often a Gemore. Often a Gemore like the Ramban. And the crash is, it's such a often a Gemore like the Ramban, what Tesis will say about it. The Gemore explains. But the Besalevi says that even if you're the Ramban, why is the only place in Shas that the Gemore had to speak it out? Punkin, but Metzir, that we mamish not learning the Sugi of Shtoris now. And the Gemore just brought down Pshat. But Mikol Mukim, we have, we'll answer it in a second. We have two ways how to learn Machlekes Moide Beshtar Shekos V'Yitzorich Lekayim or Ein Yitzorich Lekayim. Man the Omar, that what that holds, he has a migu, and also man the Omar holds, he's not Nemon. Now, if a person takes a shtar that is not Mekuyim, and he says, it's Emes, but I paid, first man the Omar holds, he has a migu, and he's Nemon to say that he paid. And the second man the Omar holds, he doesn't have a migu. So the first man the Omar, he has a migu, so because when he's not Mekayim the shtar, he's Nemon. Or if you Mekayim the shtar, you take away his migu. And the other man the Omar holds, no. He doesn't have a migu. So Tesis explained, the first man Noma holds from the migu, second man Noma holds migu. The also Yorem migu against Shtocho Biyoni. The Ramban learns the Kula Alme is no migu. Why the first man Noma holds that it helps? Pesha Osa. He made the shtar. The other man Noma doesn't hold that it's a Pesha Osa. He holds, you have to tie him Mizuyif. This is the Ramban and Rabbi Basra Dafai. I think this is glad. And we said, interesting. That our Gemara by us mentions the Loshen as Evi the Ramban. Kumt Rab Kiveiger, they have in the Ksav Echoisem Reshima Satalmid from the blood shear of Rab Kiveiger. Rab Kiveiger and the blood shear asked the Kasha. Come, we'll do this Kasha Lehat. Evi Peru Amigu de Mezuyev, I'm asking you a Kasha that it will not be a Migu. But listen what I'm asking. I'm not asking Migu de Ahoze. I'm not asking he's scared that tomorrow he will look like a liar. I'm not asking Migu against Shtocho Biyodi. I'm asking you for a new reason why it will not be a Migu. Listen carefully. Someone takes out a shtar against you, you owe me $1,000. You have two ways to answer. Mezuyev or Porua? What is better for you to say? Man, what is better for you to say? What? Porua. Why is better? Not only because he will look better, without looking. Why is it better for you to say Porua? Tell you what, if you say Mezuyev, could be a chance that another day or two someone will come. Forget about you look a liar. And they will say the shtar is good, and then what you will have to do? You have to pay. When you said Perua, you're done for good. Finish, I'm done. Perua. No one come back for Shmi. Someone was with me 24 hours. Today, camera. Yeah? There's no way to mark Shmi. There's no way to mark Shmi. So if I have to do one of the two, normally you say I'm a tzaddik. Because if I'll be a liar, I'll just say Mezuyev and finish. No, you are pashed the gana, you made a cheshb. You never in Mezuyev. So normally he says, I'm never in that, what I need to go to this tainer? I'll tell you why. Because when I say perua, I'm governed. What is the answer? The answer is, Tesis says in Shas, we're not nervous about it. Because even if you say perua, if the Edim come and Mekayim the shtar, so you don't have any more the migu, and you have to pay. Moide b'shtar shekosvoi, tzoch lekayim, he's nemon. But when the guy is mekayim the shtar, he's not nemon. Tell you now, if you have a migu, if taina A, so believe me in B. And A can come and break away taina A, the migu falls off. If it's kecha taina, it's easier to understand. If it's a biru, it's harder to understand. Oh, but doesn't that look? So b'meile, again, so I want to madgish, because someone asked me today. I'm not asking the kasha that Perua is better al Sa'oze. It looks nicer, less chances that will be found on Meganev, less chances it's not against the Shtocho. I'm asking Belomdes. The Taina Perua is better momentic for Mezuyev. Migul has to be, I could have taina the other taina. If I'm gaining more in this taina, so it's not called a migul. The answer is Zokram Kivegin, it's Poshut. You're not gaining. Till here it's close. In our case, it's not the same. Two people walking in the basin, they came with a shtau, they're holding on, and they're fighting. And it's not mikuyev. If he says mizuyev, what happens? If Adim come, we'll have to pay how much? How much? The whole thing? Now that he said poruah, b'migud mizuyev. So he's potul. If the Adim will come in the Kayamid, how much he will pay? How much? A half. So it's better to say Peruah from Mizuyev. So here is no Migu. Again. Even if he decides that Peruah and Migu the Mizuyev helps. I is the Shvach and Migu. We'll start on a few bases. The Shvach and Migu, I'm scared. First man of my house, we say Migu the house. I'm not scared. I'm saying Migu the house. But Alamor, we know that Be'etzem, the Migu is not a good Migu. He prefers to say Peruah for Mizuyev, because if he said Mizuyev and Edim come against him, so B'meile what? If he says Mizuyev and Edim come against him, he has to pay. If he says Peruah, no one can come against him. The answer is, even when he says Peruah, Migu and Mizuyev, when the Edim will say that it's not Mizuyev, he doesn't have the Migu. So again, the Madgish, the Rav Kiveigel's Kasha, this is the Kasha of the Besalevi, Chalek Gimel, Simon, and Bezer is Gimel. And every time Be'etzem, we have a problem in the Migu. Not because it's Ha'oze. Ha'oze means, I want to explain the difference. Ha'oze is stop. It's more Gishmak to say Peruah for Mizuyev. Why Mizuyev? The guy knows I'm a liar, Peruah or not. Mizuyev, if they will chap me, I will look such a liar. I said they made it up, they even said we were there. I said, Peruah, I will never look so bad. I thought I paid, I didn't think that I paid. Nobody asked him, no, we're asking Balam, this is not a migu. Peruah, you gain more money. Like a person says, Kulo Shili, I could have said Chetzi Shili. It's not a migu. You want to say Kulo Shili. Chetzi Shili, but migu Shil Kulo Shili, this is a migu. I could have said more. Yeah? However, if the other taina is a losing taina, it's not a migu. Mizuyev is a losing taina, Zokram Kiveigel. Zokram Kiveigel, it's not a losing taina. Because even when you say Peruah, migu and Mizuyev, you will never get more money for what you would get in the Mizuyev. Meaning, if the Edim would come, and in Mele, you don't have a Tainas Mizuyev anymore, so even Peruah and Migud and Mizuyev, you don't gain. So when a person takes the Shtar against you, you say Mizuyev and the Edim comes, you don't gain. He said Peruah and Migud and Mizuyev, you will also not gain. So in Mele, it's not, again, more Gishmak, yeah? That's the Machlekes, if we say Migud HaOz, if we don't say the Migud HaOz. Frank Rab Kive Eger, by us in the Ksava Talmid, Frank the Beis HaLevi, Lechure, and our sugya, he has what to lose. If he would say Mizuyev. So he said, it never happened. He said, it never happened, Mizuyev. He said, Mizuyev, never happened. The Edim will come and say that it was not Mizuyev, he pays the whole thing. Well, you said Mizuyev, it's not Mizuyev, you have to pay the whole thing. Even if both of you are holding on, because you said Mizuyev, but if you say, not Mizuyev, you would say Peruah. You're right, that's Bemigud and Mizuyev. So Kozman did not Mikayim the Shtar, you'll be Potu. When the Mikayim the Shtar, how much you will pay? If you say Peruah? 50. So what are you better to say Peruah? So why in Nema, when you say Peruah and Bemigud and Mizuyev, there's no Migu? You wanted to say Peruah because you knew you will gain money. So Frank, the Beis HaLevi and Rav Kiveh Eger, so what is the Pshat in our sugya? L'chura here, l'kule alme, moide b'shtar shekosvoi, tzorich l'kaimah, ein tzorich l'kaimah, it's no migu. You want to believe him, Peruah, Migud and Mizuyev, we're saying it, he's moide. You want to believe him. He could have said Mizuyev, now he said Peruah, believe him, I'll tell you why he said Peruah. He knew if he says Mizuyev, maybe in 10 years he will lose money. He will say Peruah, so even, now he will be Neman and Gansen, and even if any will come, he will just pay 50%. And he never said Mizuyev, he said Peruah.
dare to tie him as if assuming the Edom come after him?
This is the Kveigis Kash. Alamur. What is the Kveigis Kash? Why has a Migu? He thinks in his head, listen, Mezuyef is a tzad to lose. Perua, what is Migu Alamur? The same? Oh, forget, that one is even better. So you believe me on this one. Perua, I'm not Nemon. I'm against the Shtar. I made a tonight with you that I'm not Nemon. But if I have a Migu, I'm Nemon. What is my Migu? I could have said a better time. So if you're scared to say that, machlek is if you say Migu or not. I'm not scared to say that. I'm saying. Oh, but the other taina is a better taina. So the mele, I'm never mezuyef, I'm never. So I'm never to say perua. Oh, but Ibu said, if I say mezuyef, tomorrow is a tzad that I will lose. If I say perua, I will lose less. So what I prefer to say? If you come to ask a toyan, what is the better taina? What do the toyan say? Perua. So there's no migu anymore. I said perua because it's better. What is migu every time? I'm such a nice person. If I would be a liar, I would be a mezuyef. No, you're a liar. You made a chesh. What? In the maze. What in the maze? Either tiny maze. In both of them he's not paying. It's other mezuyev, other perua. So the whole sugi is he's Nemon because he has a migu. Zonkav kivehega, we have a kasha alemon on the migu. How the migu starts? We have a kasha alemon, how the migu starts? There's no migu. Because the guy doesn't want to say mezuyev. The answer is, even if he says perua, if he mekayim the shtar, he loses the migu. So maybe there's no difference what he tithes. Of a frekta of kveikir in the Beis Halevi, in our sugya, he has what to lose. In our sugya, he has what to lose. Zog the Beis Halevi, you know what is the answer? And our sugya, it's not mitzad migu. Here you have to learn like the Ramban. It's pesha osa. Not mitzad migu. Pesha osa. If I would keep quiet, the shtar would be gonish. If it's a pesha osa, the shtar is mezuyif till I'm a kaim. It's gonish. So who made the shtar? So I'm never to say. Here you have to come to pesha osa. Pesha osa. So what if I would gain more in the other diner? If I would keep quiet, you don't have a shtar. Who made the shtar to be a shtar? This is the reason the Gemara here had to speak it out. We'll have to answer it, but Tesis doesn't know that. Of the first time, Salevi Lefida Ramban, why the Gemara here had to speak it out? Every place, maybe it's Migu, maybe it's Peshosa. In our sugya, Muzain Peshosa. Because Migu cannot work. And our sugi migu cannot work. This is the reason the Gemara by us had to say that it's working mitzad peshos.